Good morning, it's February the 10th, and today is a lovely day in Scotland. Looking across the bay, I can see several people out kite surfing on the water, and it's nice and still, and for a change there's no rain. Today's subject is, what is your favourite smell and why? And seeing as it was me that suggested it, I thought I'd better do a good one. I'm not really sure that I've had time, but anyway, this came from a discussion I had with my colleagues in the office. After I brought in the camera tripod I was using, and I'd had to recondition it, if you like, or had to loosen it off, after having given it a loan of it to my brother, who kept it for 10 years. He gave me it back, and it really didn't work. So I sprayed it in WD-40, which you know is the answer to everything, and that got it all fixed. But I brought it into the office, and the one thing you could smell was WD-40, which one of my colleagues thinks is a fantastic smell. So that brought up the discussion about favourite smells. In a survey in a recent UK newspaper, the top smell in the UK was the smell of fish and chips. I guess that might not mean anything to our foreign listeners. Second top for the whole of the UK was bread baking. The third top was clean sheets. Then after that, it was freshly mown grass. Then fresh air after rainfall. Then fresh coffee. Then babies. Bacon frying. Lemon zest and the roast dinner. Now, I'm wondering, where are all the hot tarmac? What about Play-Doh? What about the smell of a kitten's head? Someone actually put that on the internet. The smell of a kitten's head. Or the smell of a match that's just been blown out. When I was thinking about this last night, I asked my wife and she said, sooty chimneys in the wintertime is her favourite smell. The smell of sooty smoky chimneys in the wintertime. My favourite smell relates to a previous boo. It's the smell of wood smoke on a still summer night. Because that reminds me of the holidays that we had up north in the Scottish Highlands in Carbridge, which is, I think, which is where my audio boo name came from, the house called Glencarnock. So that's my favourite smell. Our Carbridge holidays were filled with, in the summertime, running around the house, trying not to find out where the murderer was buried, running away from wasps, because one summer I get stung inside the mouth. This is me, and a good example of me being very literal and very obedient. We went to visit my uncle, who had a small farm outside of Carbridge in a place called Balnan, and he kept bees. He took us to see the bees. Nice man. And the big thing, we went to see the bees, and my mum said, if a bee comes towards you, just freeze, it'll ignore you. So I froze, but I also froze to the point that I froze with my mouth open. Yes, the bee went inside, stung me inside the mouth. So I had a hysterical bee phobia for at least one summer because of that. So we used to have lovely, lovely holidays running around the house, playing in the garden, trying not to find the murderer. And also when we went for walks in the woods, there was always the sharp smell of pine needles. So anyway, that's my answer to what's your favourite smell. I hope you have a lovely day and that your day is as bright and sunny as mine. Thank you for listening.